This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. It's a day of great transition in Afghanistan as the Taliban secure their hold on Kabul. The president, Ashraf Ghani, left the country, saying in a Facebook post that he did it to avoid bloodshed for the Afghan people. Sources told VOA that a Taliban delegation met with Afghan politicians and elders in talks that resulted in Ghani stepping down. A Taliban spokesman has told AP on Sunday that Taliban militants are holding talks aimed at forming an open, inclusive Islamic government. And that's a quote. Al Jazeera broadcast images of Taliban fighters in the Afghan presidential palace. AP reports there are long lines at cash machines and apparently displaced people camped out in parks as Taliban fighters spread throughout the city. AP also said helicopters flew overhead throughout the day, evacuating people from the U.S. embassy. It said smoke rose from the embassy as the staff reportedly destroyed important documents. The American flag at the compound was lowered. Later in the day, the U.S. embassy suspended operations and warned Americans to shelter in place and not try to get to the airport, which was crammed with people trying to leave. Two senior U.S. military experts told AP that sporadic gunfire erupted at the airport, resulting in the suspension of commercial flights. Evacuations continued on military flights, but AP reports the halt to commercial traffic has closed off one of the last routes available for fleeing Afghans. A NATO official said NATO is maintaining its diplomatic presence in Kabul and will help keep the airport running. A Pentagon official said Sunday that U.S. President Joe Biden has authorized another 1,000 troops to Kabul to help with the evacuations. This brings the total number of U.S. troops expected in the city to 6,000. This is the